This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is day 10 of the movement control order, and it's also Friday, in case you're wondering what day it is today.
Yes, the weekend.
My name is Jeff Sandu, together with
Frida Liu
and Audrey Raj.
And on today's show, we're doing a full-on show on asking you about what are the things that you would like to see in the new economic stimulus package that should be announced in about 3 hours' time from now. Singapore announced their update yesterday, and I think, you know, every government around the world have issued updates on their stimulus package. And, you know, here we're hoping to see some, I guess, similar efforts into what other countries have been doing to help the plight of every single individual. And also, I think this is something that was promised by the Prime Minister, Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin, who said that, you know, this will be a stimulus package for every rakyat, you know, whether you're taxi driver, Grab driver, farmer, restaurant owner, nasi lemak or pisang goreng seller, the government will strive their best to ensure everyone will benefit from this. So let us know, what would you like to see in the new economic stimulus package? You can get in touch with us on WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Twitter or Instagram, it's at BFM Radio. We've also got a whole bunch of comments and expert analysis and, you know, giving their intake on what should be done in the next 3 hours from now.
Yeah, so I think from the time we heard of the first stimulus package, that was
Interim
Prime Minister, and he announced a package from then, and then we got a bit of an update from Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin when he came into power. But I think what we've been hearing right here at BFM, you know, from the people that we usually contact, you know, business owners, industry players, is that they feel like maybe the SME industry has been sidelined to a certain extent. F&B outlets, your small business owners, you know, they feel like they need help because right now cash flow is almost at like 0 to 50%, 50% at best, you know, if you're looking at it. So, you know, they feel like they've been sidelined. So they are eagerly anticipating some good news during that 3 p.m. announcement.
I think, you know, everyone could see this, right? If you happen to step out of the house to go and get your essentials, groceries and food and stuff, you would probably have noticed the amount of, you know, businesses that is closed, you know, all in your neighborhood area, right? Because you wouldn't be traveling far anyway. So, you know, if you're traveling around your neighborhood, you would have noticed the almost every single shop lots are now closed. And all those are considered as, you know, a vital player to sustain, you know, the economy. I think 98% of Malaysian businesses that established Malaysian businesses are actually under the category of SMEs.
Yes.
And they contribute like 40% of the GDP.
Yes. So, you know, there was this article in the Malay Mail today and they cited this online home services platform, Recommend.my. Mm-hmm. And they found that 68.9%, so almost 69% of local small and medium enterprises, our SMEs, have suffered more than a 50% drop in business within the 1 week of the movement control order. The survey, which studied SME sentiments just 1 week prior to the lockdown and then 1 week after, also found that almost 100% of local businesses have a negative outlook for the Malaysian economy for the rest of the year, with more than half having a negative outlook for their own business. So this is obviously scaring a lot of business owners out there. You know, cash flow is an issue. They're also thinking about how to pay their workers' salary as well. Yeah. So, yeah, it is, you know, frightening times for some of us.
You know, you also mentioned that, you know, we've announced various different types of stimulus packages. So, you know, I got on the call with Patrick Tay, who's the from PwC Malaysia, an economics and policy lead at PwC Malaysia. And, you know, I just asked him, like, amongst all of the stimulus packages that had been announced, did any of these actually had an immediate impact to the SME sector?
Yeah, I spoke to a few SMEs. Definitely the loan moratorium, you know, is very welcome.
And how have some of these measurements has been implemented? Are they quick enough, or should the government look into speeding up the process?
Look, to be fair, it was announced on Wednesday. The bank started putting out their notices on Thursday. And to be fair, the announcement said, you know, it would take effect on 1st of April. So I believe so, yeah. Mm.
And Patrick, a new stimulus package is set to be announced, I think, in about 3 hours' time from now. What do you think should the government focus on, or when it comes to the plights of SMEs?
Indeed, Singapore has been very generous because they've got a very strong fiscal balance and fiscal surplus. I think Malaysia would follow suit, but maybe not as strong as that. What we will likely see is that the government has first addressed the liquidity issue with a loan moratorium. Now the government's probably going to have to help the adjustment process, so there should be some form of wage offset or subsidies similar to what Singapore has done.
That was Patrick Tay, the economics and policy lead at PwC Malaysia. You know, Singapore yesterday, I think they announced a new economic stimulus to fight COVID-19. They've set aside a further $48.4 billion, and this is addition to the $6.4 billion that they announced earlier. So in all, Singapore is dedicating nearly $55 billion to combat the coronavirus, and it's about 11% of its GDP. And this is actually the second time they've drawn on its national reserves to fund budget measures. The first time was during the 2008-2009 global financial crisis when they drew out $4.9 billion. So this is, again, you know, some amounts that it's, if you think about it, wow, that's, yeah, you know, it's a lot.
Mm. Yeah, it's handy to have that kind of reserves to begin with, you know. I just want to come back to what Patrick said in his first comment. He spoke about how the loan moratorium, that will greatly help. But I think many business owners, they're also concerned about the accrued interest the penalty charges applicable during this period as well. So it'd be good to get some clarification on that. And if it can be like a widespread, like, you know, no late penalty fees, no accrued interest, you know, because that will actually make a lot of a difference.
Because I think if you read the fine lines, it is still accrued.
Mm. There are some banks that have came out and made some statements. OCBC Bank, RHB Bank have also stepped up and actually taken the lead in the sense that they will not charge any interest. They will not accumulate any of the, you know, interest rate. There will be, you know, it's basically 6 months, you're off, you go. You know, save the money on your end, right? So I guess, you know, more banks need to step up. But, you know, if Bank Negara can also, I think they will be announcing some updates on that as well as we go along. Anyways, when we come back, we will pick some of your comments, and we'll also get in touch with Jennifer Ong, who's the founder and chairman of Harpa Group. You may have heard her yesterday. Mm. We've got in touch with her again today to discuss on some of her wish lists. Remember, we're asking you, what would you like to see in the new economic stimulus package? Get in touch on WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. Twitter or Instagram, it's at BFM Radio. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.